Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Lynn Terramani wrote her cookbook, La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna, as a tribute to all the strong women in her life. She wanted to also make the rest of the world aware of this mouthwatering cuisine that hails from the land of Piacenza in northern Italy. This lineage of inspiration began with her great-grandmother Maria. Her unending determination, despite great odds, enabled her to open a restaurant. This restaurant would ultimately be transformed into a bed and breakfast, which still exists today. The recipes that were born through that establishment were enhanced through the generations that followed and continued to satisfy the many palates of various family members and friends. Lynn was born in Harlem. Her family moved to the Bronx when she was a year old. Her parents, Italian immigrants, they ventured here in the 1950s to build a better life. She has one brother educated in the Catholic school system. Lynn now works in the development office of the ASPCA. The cookbook, La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna, The Kitchen of My Great-Grandmother, and author Lynn Terramani, our guest with us on This Week in America. Lynn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
How did I do on the title? I took 4 years of Latin. I was an altar boy for a number of years. Did I come close on the title?
La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna. Bisnonna is the correct way to say it. It's my great-grandmother, which means my great-grandmother.
Yeah, The Kitchen of My Great-Grandmother, and I'll spell all that out for you. And we've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, of course, and wherever books are sold. Did a little bit of the story behind this, and this is really a book of love that you put together. What was the inspiration to write this book, a tribute to your great-grandmother?
It was my great-grandmother, basically. She was the big inspiration for this book. I spoke to my mother a lot. She would tell me stories about her, and I needed to just let the world know about her, that through all her trials and tribulations, that against all odds, you know, she endured great poverty in Italy. And there was a lack of love from her mother, basically. She had a stepmother. She lost her mother when she was very young, and she ended up having a stepmother who wasn't that loving towards her. So I think she found solace in her kitchen. I think cooking gave her some great solace, you know, and,
yes.
And then she went on. She was still able to achieve, you know, despite all that, she was still able to achieve this great goal of opening a restaurant through all these trials and tribulations. And I think that is great inspiration for anyone who has a goal in life, that you can do it despite all odds.
Well, it really is, because even if things go well in your life, it's difficult to open a successful restaurant. And she had to overcome all of these odds to be able to do that. Talk about the impact your great-grandmother had on you. Obviously made a major impact and I'm sure shaped who you are today.
I think I have become less frightened about doing things. I think she gave me that determination. I think she gave me that determination to write this book. I was very apprehensive about doing this. I was nervous about doing the book. I didn't think it would affect, you know, I would go anywhere with it. I would ever be able to accomplish it. But I kept using her memory to inspire me and the stories that my mother told me. So I just said, I want to do this. I want to make the world aware of Northern Italian cooking, because I feel like not enough people know about it. Obviously, there are a lot of more Southern Italians than there are Northern Italians who immigrated to America. But she just inspired me to do this. You know, I thought about it a long time, and I finally used her memory and her inspiration to finally do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the decision to finally publish, and you just sort of gave us a capsule version of that, because this obviously did take a while. There were some doubts, obviously, in the back of your mind as you were doing it. As you put this book together and you're working on it, and then you get it published, and then you've got a copy of this book that you're holding in your hand, what was that moment like when you've got a copy of the book?
A sense of accomplishment, finally, that I finally did something. You know, Amelia Earhart, she always said she didn't want to leave this world without doing something. You know, she wanted to
yes.
be remembered for something. And I wanted to be remembered for something. I didn't want to leave this world without doing something that you know, kind of inspired people or kind of let people know about some aspect of my life or about Northern Italian cooking. So I felt a sense of accomplishment. I think that's the biggest feeling I had was, oh God, I finally did something and I can leave this world and leave something behind, you know, that I didn't totally, you know, do nothing, you know, that was worthwhile or anything with my life. I think that was the most important thing about it. And that I honored her memory in some way because she inspired me so much and that she, that I never, I wish I had the chance to know her and sit down with her and actually talk to her. Because I think that would have been even more beneficial to me and made me even do greater things. So I think that was what I felt at that moment.
Well, you've worked in the nonprofit sector. I mentioned you're working development office of a very important organization, ASPCA. So you are giving back in that sense and giving back in the cookbook. Our guest on the program is Lynn Tiramani. That's T-I-R-A-M-A-N-I. The book is La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna. Did I get that closer this time?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Okay, thank you. The Kitchen of My Great-Grandmother. The book's available at Amazon, all the usual places. And you can go on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information on Lynn's book. As you're putting this book together, what are some of the elements of a good story? And I'm sure you sat down and figured, okay, I've planned, I've got the story to tell of my great-grandmother, how do I go about it to make it interesting, to get people's attention, and then to honor her memory? What are some of the elements that are important in telling a good story like this?
I think to go further with the story, to see how my mother achieved and how the rest of us went on with our life, just by her example, my mother coming to America to find a better, to try to establish a better life. I think that's the strength. She got that strength to do that for my great-grandmother, from her example. I think that's how the story went on. I believe that's how she affected us and how the story became even greater because we derived from her strength despite everything. And even with my mother, despite her childhood, despite living through World War II, she decided to move on, and I think she got that strength from my great-grandmother. I think that's the greatest gift she gave us.
Probably an appreciation as well, your family, you, an appreciation for what you have, the success that's available to you here, that many of us born here just sort of take this for granted, and you've seen firsthand what can happen when you come and you overcome all of these obstacles. The book, our guest on the program, the author is Lynn Tiramani. The book is La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna. The book is available wherever books are sold. You do an excellent job in presenting this story, the presentation of the book. Are you working on other types of books as well? You're a very gifted author.
I don't think I'm very gifted. I think there are a lot of better authors out there. This is my first attempt, and I think I'm trying to write another cookbook, basically, because I think there are more recipes that my mother has that are very good, and I want to put more stories with that. I'm basically interviewing her and asking her more how her life was in Italy, various stories during World War II. I'm also trying to write another novel, just a fiction novel, a story. But I'm having a little bit of writer's block now. I think this because of the COVID, obviously.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It puts a little bit of depression in all of us, and we can't think clearly because we're so into all that is going on right now. But I'm trying to write a second. I'm trying to write a novel. The cookbook is a little bit easier because I can sit there and basically ask my mother stories, further stories of what went on, any memories that she might have, and other recipes. So that's a little easier. But to just sit down there and just to write a story, it's been hard with the pandemic going on because your mind is thinking about other things, and all that is going on in the world seems to inhabit your thinking right now, and you can't focus as well on other things.
Well, living in New York, one of the hot spots, it has to be difficult. Just when you think maybe you were making some progress, you realize, well, not quite so fast. So it has to be weighing on your mind and everybody else's in that part of the country. In the book that you've written here, the tribute to your great-grandmother, you've got the sense of the story, and then you're telling that story. When you're creating your novels, how do you develop ideas and characters? This is not a world you're just talking about that you know or your relatives know. This is a world that Lynn has created. How do you go about doing that?
I think I do think we write what we know, and I know my mother and I know my great grandmother, but I didn't know that. I didn't know a lot of what is in the book. I just sat there and I basically had these interviews with my mother and said, "Tell me more about her. I think it would be so interesting in the book if I could just tell my family history." And that's what I wrote about. I just would sit Saturday afternoons with my mom and say, "Give me more stories. Tell me more about her." You know, and yes. I also looked at the history of Italy at that time. I think people needed to be aware of what was going on, what people were dealing with. I thought that was vital to the story too. I thought that needed to be written also, and that's the crux of it. That's how I wrote the story basically.
What is this book meant to you? It's sort of a goal that you've had to honor your great-grandmother, to leave a legacy of this book. But in writing it, it sounds like this was an eye-opener for you as well, probably learning a lot more than you ever knew about your family by peeling it back and digging into the family.
Yeah, it did. It made me learn a great deal more about them also. And the most important thing is it gave me a greater appreciation of all of them, of all the struggles that they had, and that they overcame so much. You know, my mother coming from Italy 2 weeks on a boat and coming and not knowing anyone and just learning how to live here and learning the language and everything like that. We take all of that for granted. You know, I know I personally could never move to another country and do that right now. I think that I admire that so much, and any immigrant that comes here just to establish a new life, just to do that is an incredible, incredible thing. And I think we take everything for granted because I think when you're born like here, everything is basically given to us. I don't know how to explain it that well, but we take so much for granted. And even this pandemic has made you realize how much you take for granted. So I think I began to admire them so much, what they did, and just, you know, what a struggle it was to really start and to establish a life here. And I took that for granted for so many years, you know, and I got to see so much what they did, and I don't take that for granted anymore. And I think that's just that is a great gift also, to really be cognizant of that and to be more aware of that and to be even more aware of the immigrants that come here and what the trials and the tribulations they go to, and to appreciate it even more and to appreciate them even more.
They come basically with an idea and perseverance. Yes. It's not like $500,000 in the bank account that they can go and hit and miss and try things. They're doing it all for the first time, and it's that perseverance that keeps them going. Lynn Tiramani is our guest on the program, Tiramani. The book is La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna, The Kitchen of My Great-Grandmother. If somebody is listening and going, you know, I've got a great story, I've admired my family members and what they went through, or I just have a great story I would like to tell, what advice would you give them? Because you had that reticence, too, in the beginning to write this story. What advice would you give them to jump in and go for it?
I think they should go for it. I think every story is so worth telling, especially the immigrant story. And I think it will be so inspirational to everybody else. I think just go for it. Don't do it. Don't have any apprehension about it, because other people do appreciate reading about that. You know, I found people who have come to me and said, "Linda, I really enjoyed that story. It made me think of my own family. You know, it made me think of what they went through. It made me appreciate them even more." And I think they should have no doubts about doing it. Do it. Do it. Just do it. Because it's just, every story needs to be told.
You know,
I think it's really important.
Well, and you've done that. You've done it so well in the book. And we'll give you the information as we go through the book, as we go through the interview. The book's available Amazon, the usual places. You'll have the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You just click on the link and you'll get information on the book. Talk about the power of food. That's sort of what brought your family together, so many families together, and that's what your great-grandmother did when she came to the United States, came to the U.S., didn't she? It was food that gave her and the rest of the family a life here in the U.S.
Yes, it food brings people together. It brings so much joy. It makes you sit at a table and it brings people together. I just think that was, you know... I think that's the greatest thing food does. It brings community together, it brings conversation. It lets you get to know people, to understand where they're coming from, and you learn about their food also. And I think that's the biggest thing. It brings communities. It brings people together. It gives us appreciation more so about things. I think that's the big power of food. You know, so
yes. You can have a disagreement, but if you say, let's sit down and have dinner together, all of a sudden you've got something in common that's on a plate. So you've got something that you can talk to that brings you together. Talk about the cuisine of Northern Italy and your desire to share that with the rest of the world. What is it that makes that cuisine special?
Like I said, Alex Trebek one time on Jeopardy said, you can never get a bad meal in Italy, which is true. No matter where you go, Southern Italy or whatnot, the cuisine is unbelievable. But I just felt like Northern Italian cuisine was getting the shaft, so to speak. The majority of immigrants did come from Southern Italy. There's only about 6,000 who came from Northern Italy, which is a lot less than Southern Italy. And a lot of the establishments here are Southern food, which is wonderful. It's great. But Northern food, I grew up with this wonderful cuisine. My mother's a wonderful cook. I wish I was as good as her, but I'm not, you know. But it's just like you can get tortellini, which are made with pork and veal, and you can get raviolis that are made with spinach and ricotta. Just incredible stuff, and frittata, and all this kind of stuff that in little towns in Northern Italy that they make specifically, that a lot of people don't make here, the risottos and everything like that. With the advent, you know, of the Cooking Channel and the Food Network, there's been more exposure of Northern Italian food. And Lidia Bastani, I can't say her name that well, but she's a cook on the food on Channel 13, the public network.
Public, yes.
Yes, and she's wonderful. She started to bring it more in her restaurants that she has out there. But I just think people need to know more about it. It's a food that takes a great deal of skill, because you have to do it. It takes time to cook, but it's a wonderful cuisine, and I just feel like people need to know more about it. And like I said, Southern food is wonderful. It is. But I just feel like Northern food kind of got the shaft a little bit, and it needs to be more out there. So I just felt like my cookbook would make people more aware of it.
Well, you've done that, and it's interesting as you're talking about all the different foods. Basically, for each of the foods you talk about, there's sort of a history lesson behind each of those, isn't there?
Yeah, I basically wrote a little story about how it came to pass in my family, you know, how different ingredients were added as we went on, as my mother went on and whatnot. So a lot of that goes on in the book also. I talk about that. So, and how my niece and nephew, you know, coming home from college, they couldn't wait till Nonna gave them a frittata. You know, it was just, that comes with that story. And you know, how it plays in my family, how people appreciate it and whatnot. So,
what has the reaction been in your family that here's this book about our great-grandmother or Lynn's great-grandmother or whatever the relatives would be, but all of a sudden, here's this book that's out there. Other people are reading it and appreciating it. What kind of response you get from family members?
A lot of my first cousins are actually still in Italy. A lot of my mother's friends were great. They were so appreciative because they thought nothing is ever spoken about Northern Italy. And here it is. There's a book actually about us. So they greatly appreciated it. They thought it was a lovely story, and it kind of made them feel like somebody actually knew that they existed, kind of, you know, that this part of Italy actually existed, and they really appreciated it. And I got really great feedback from them. A lot of people really enjoyed reading it, and they felt like now they're known, that this part of Italy is coming, that people are starting to know about it, and that's what they appreciated that more than anything else.
It's interesting. It's not just a story about your great-grandmother, is it? It's a whole number of people that she represents that obviously are enjoying this story and having this very important story be told.
Yeah, I felt like I needed also for these people that I got to know during the course of my lifetime, my mother's friends who were always at my house, and all the Italian men who were always at my house, and I wanted people to know about them also. I thought that was important too, that, you know, that they existed, and I wanted them to know that people knew that they existed. So, you know. But
what will happen? Is there a movie in this? Is there something visually you can do? You mentioned the Food Network. Boy, this would be a great series on the Food Network.
I think it would be good, like, because there's many first generation Americans that I grew up with whose parents came from Italy and various, you know, Ireland, various European cities and whatnot, various immigrants. I think the food, that would be great to just have them talk about their families and how food was in their life, how it affected their life, and how it inspired them maybe in some way, you know. So,
yes.
And I also think the History Channel too could do something
with this.
Travel with a first generation American, come to that, talk to them, travel through the lands where they come from, where their ancestors came from, and maybe focus on the food from that specific place. I think that would be an idea, but I'm not sure if they would go for that. But
well, I like the idea, and you mentioned the channels there. I'm narrowing it down to Food Channel. It's much more than that. It's history. It's travel, as you mentioned. It's a CNN special. There's so many ways that you could approach this with the TV series. Talk a few minutes left in the program. What would your great-grandmother say today? Here's this restaurant that now is a successful bed and breakfast, and now the successful book written about her and what she brought over here and her cuisine. How proud would she be of you?
I think she would be, but I think she would be humbled by it, because she was, my mother said she was that type of person. She didn't want any credit for anything that she did. She was just happy making people happy with food. I think that was her great desire in life. She just wanted to feed people and make them happy. It's like an Italian. If you're Italian, that's your thing. You want to make people happy with food. You want to feed them, you know, and I think she would be proud, obviously, and she would be grateful, but I think she would also be humble about it, because she didn't want recognition for what she did. She wanted to make people happy through her kitchen. That was the most important thing for her. So I think that's how she would feel if she was still here.
A minute or so left in the program. Is there anything else you would like to say about the book? Anything that we missed, or what we really get out of this? I think people in listening would go, this is a good cookbook. It's a good history lesson. It's a good story of people. It's a good story of perseverance, overcoming odds. It's really, to say it's a cookbook sort of narrows it down unjustly, doesn't it? It's much more than that.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping this book would probably do a few things. I would like it to propel people to write about their family history. I would like them to kind of sit there and go back and ask their parents how their grandparents were, if there was, you know, stories about them, and how, you know, because I think their history is so important, and I think what their grandparents did was so important, and we take them for granted. We just, you know, they were incredible people. They overcame so many odds in their life, so many trials and tribulations in their own life, and they overcame it for us to get to this point. I think it's really important, and I think that I hope it inspires people to follow their dreams. And last but not least, I want them to know more about Northern Italian food, and if they find a restaurant, please go. Check it out. Check out the food.
Well, you've done your part in keeping the story alive, because if it's not people like you doing this, you're right. We tend to forget this and go on, and we think nothing of it. And it's so important to remember where we came from and how we got to where we are today. The book is so well done. I'm going to spell everything for you now. Lynn Tiramani, and that's T-I-R-A-M-A-N-I. The book is La Cucina della Mia Bisnonna, and that's L-A-C-U-C-I-N-A, D-E-L-L-A, Mia, M-I-A, and Bisnonna is B-I-S-N-O-N-N-A, the kitchen of my great-grandmother. Give you a lot of spelling there. If you go to our website, you'll be able to find it as well, or just get Lynn's name as you're Googling, and you'll be able to do that again. Again, that's Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Tiramani, T-I-R-A-M-A-N-I. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. And information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lynn, it's been a pleasure. Excellent job in putting this book together, a tribute, a history lesson, and some great recipes in there as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, and I hope you have a good day. Thanks so much.
You as well, and all the information on Lynn's book available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.